like to welcome you all to the third and final ASG Chapel of this year. Tonight our focus is on our beloved staff and faculty. And it has been a chore to do this without them helping us. They tend to sort of try and take over and do stuff for us because that's their nature. So just as we go through this chapel tonight, please just reflect on how they've touched your lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for, Lord, the guidance, the direction, Lord, the people you've placed in our lives, Lord, as mentors, as counselors, Lord, as friends and as teachers. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, as we go through this night, that we will be able to reflect, Lord, how they've touched our lives, how they've made our education, our stay here possible, Lord. And Lord, just as we continue in worship, Lord, we lift our arms up to you, Lord, and we lift them up to you, Lord, as we continue here to do ministry at NBC. In your holy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to thank you all for coming to this very special chapel service tonight. In a little over 2 weeks, some of you will be wearing a cap and gown, getting ready to walk down that aisle. Others will be thinking of summer vacation and the time they're going to spend with families. And yet some of us just might be begging Dr. King for one more day for that exegetical. But just because the students will be leaving campus for the summer doesn't mean that everything comes to a halt. The daily activities of NBC continue and often get busier in the summer when we are off enjoying family, friends, and summer festivities. Did you know there are over 75 employees here at NBC, and many of them you've never met? That is why we're here tonight, to celebrate and show our appreciation to the people of NBC that make the NBC experience possible for us. If you walk into the library, you very well might meet Paula Church or Leslie Belkin. Head downstairs and you'll find Sherry Henson, Jan Johnson, or Mike Arambidi. Go into the president's office and you just might run into Marsha Ott or Jeanette Ersig. If you go over to Oliver Hall and Brand Center, you'll run into Jan Edwards, Dr. Charles Self, or even Cheryl Grant. Stop by Strickland Chapel and you'll meet Vic Schuler or Joshua Loring. Stroll over to Williamson and you might run across Greg and Wilma McKenzie or Josh Kilch. Finally, in Powers Hall, you might bump into Sharon Mattson, Dr. King, or even Cheryl Graves. These are just a few of the people that help keep NBC moving forward. Many have made sacrifices to serve here, and most all of them go unnoticed. Tonight, we want to recognize them for all they do. At this time, we would like the staff and faculty just to please stand up so we can see your faces. Thank you for your dedication and hard work that allows students like us the opportunity to come to this respected establishment and answer God's calling in our lives. Thank you for all you do for us and for NBC. At this time, I want to introduce to you the ASG, who is also, in a lot of sense, behind the scenes. These guys have grown very close to me over this year. If the current ASG last year, just to clarify, would come up here, I'd really appreciate it. I've worked very closely with this team this whole year. They have been the backbone of many of the activities that have happened on campus and off campus through this year. I have grown to respect these guys, and they have grown me as a leader. And I'm just going to run through them. We have had some changes. You may have noticed there's maybe a couple new faces, a couple not here. But as the start of the year, we started out as Sherry Stevens as her spiritual life. And then later, Chris Donnelly stepped in there to fill out the rest of the year. Chris started as social life, though. And after the spring elections, Jenny Ainsworth stepped in to fill in for him with the adjustments. Barry Hack was rec life. Narika Welch, organizations. Cheryl Hatcher, secretary. Robert Eberhardt, treasurer. Don Eberhardt, senior rep. Michael Hofford, junior rep. Smiley Belcher. Betcher, sorry. we talked about that the other day. Sophomore rep. And Greg Niver, freshman rep. We also had Rick Hatton as our photographer all year. And also, I'd really like to thank the spouses for allowing me to drag their better half many Saturday mornings out of bed early. This group has spent countless hours just organizing and planning events, banquets, and just other activities that you've taken a part in this year. And they really don't like it that I make them get out of bed at 8 o'clock for Saturday morning meetings. But I tell them it's better than 6. So, and I just really want to thank you guys. It's been an awesome year for me, and I am just thrilled to have you as my brothers and sisters and as my team. And kudos to you. It's been an awesome year.
Kudos.
And this is the part that's really cool. I want the new student council who's coming in for next year would come up. Watch how many change. We have 3 new people this year. 4, sorry. We will have one more in the fall. It was really exciting to see so many people want to come back this year, because for me, as coming back again as president, I realized that we're going to be able to just keep moving forward and not have to really start from scratch and all learn to know each other and get used to each other again. So this year coming up, Chris will be our spiritual life, Jenny Ainsworth will be social life, Greg Niver is our new rec life, Marika Welch, organizations, Cheryl Hatcher, returning as secretary, Mason Castens will be treasurer, Marlene Jones is coming on as senior rep, Smiley Betcher, yeah. Junior rep, John McGee, sophomore rep, and I'm assuming Rick Hatton is going to be our photographer again. I haven't confirmed that yet. We spent this last weekend in our turnover retreat really reflecting on this past year, sharing testimonies of how we've been transformed personally. And I have to tell you, it was one of the best times I've had all year. We laughed and we cried together this Saturday and just shared our hearts and how God has been working in us alone. And after that, we spent the rest of the day brainstorming as to where God might want us to go next year. And I just want to assure you that He's got a plan for us, and we will be hashing out a lot of details over the summer. And I really just would like for you to keep us accountable. To try new things, to not get stuck in the same ruts. We did catch a little flack for not having a Christmas and Valentine's banquet, but I think the winter banquet was sufficient enough. So, you know, change is sometimes good. But I'm excited to have these guys as my team for next year. And if Dr. Mattson, would you come up and pray over this group of people? I guess us.
It's my privilege to work with student council as, I don't know what my job with them is, but I work with them. I sit in on most of their meetings. I can hardly wait to hear all that they planned Saturday because I was occupied with something else and they had free rein. So next year, who knows? But it is a privilege to work with them, and I know the dedication and sacrifice that they make, that many of you make as well. And I'd like to pray not only for the incoming council, but for all of you as students and faculty and staff. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your rich and abundant blessings to us. We thank you, God, for calling us together at this time, in this place, in this way. As faculty and staff members, we have a tremendous opportunity and a tremendous responsibility. You have called us to serve as men and women who will be role models, mentors, professors, helpers, and I would pray that you would help each of us in those roles to do all that you require of us. May we have impact that will be eternal impact on the lives of students and through our students who evangelize, disciple, and minister to the world. May we have eternal impact on the kingdom of God. I pray for the students tonight. God, we understand that at this time of the year, there are excited moments as we think of just a few more weeks and then comes summer. And there are scary moments as we think of those few less weeks and then comes the exegetical paper or the final test or some other trial or burden that we cannot begin to imagine. Lord, I know tonight that in this student body, there are men and women who face trying days, such as was expressed in an email that I received from one student today who said, "I'm not exactly sure what God is trying to do, and I have to admit there are times right now that I don't know that I can praise and thank him for what I'm going through." God, there are a lot of us in that very category. And I pray that in these days of anxious anticipation toward graduation and the conclusion of this school year, and anxiousness about whatever life circumstances have brought our way, I pray, God, for the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts. Bless, God, I pray, the incoming council. Thank you for their willingness to serve. Thank you for their commitment and dedication to be a part of what's happening and what makes NBC what it is. Bless them, God, as they assume these responsibilities. In the coming year, may we be blessed and may we be surprised from time to time by the transforming power of the Lord Jesus Christ at work in our lives. Thank you for calling us together. It is in your name I pray. Amen.
I have had a close bond with Dr. Mattson all year, and I think we continue to grow closer every day. Each year, the Associated Student Government recognizes a servant who is often behind the scenes on the day-to-day operations of Nazarene Bible College. The person selected goes up and above what is required to keep Nazarene Bible College the fine institution it is. We call this the Unsung Hero Award. It recognizes the people who often are overlooked and recognizes them for their dedication to NBC. This is one of the hardest tasks the ASG has been faced with. because there are so many people that fit this category. The person that we have selected this year is sometimes hard to find. If you go downstairs in the Sanders Administration Building, hang a left when you come to the registrar's desk, and there's this little cubicle there that you'll find. This is where you'll find our unsung hero. In this cubicle is a servant who, before coming to NBC, traveled to Russia for a two-week mission trip to rebuild Nazarene headquarters in Moscow. She served as Mission of Mercy, a nonprofit charity that aids the poor in Calcutta. She held administrative assistant positions for the president, vice president, and director with duties that included travel preparation, board meetings, international and national correspondence, income offerings, book sales, and special fundraising projects, including golf tournaments. While at Mission of Mercy, she spent a year traveling as a personal assistant to the president and founding missionary, which included a trip to Calcutta. She has also served in numerous assisted living communities throughout the Colorado Springs area. Here at NBC, she serves as assistant to Dr. Mattson. Her duties include student development and alumni affairs. Along with her daily duties, she organizes all retreats, puts together our yearly calendar, schedules district superintendent interviews, puts together an alumni newsletter as well as a communicator and other publicity. She works with Gary Haynes organizing the annual NBC golf tournament. And she also works closely with Nazarene districts and is involved in PELCON and General Assembly. This year I have learned that this person is also a big part of the ASG. There's not a thing that we do that she does not have a hand in. I have learned that if we need something, she is the person to go see. She walks side by side with us and keeps us focused. She's our spokesperson to outside vendors we use for banquets, retreats, and other activities. She spent many hours at Sam's Club with us buying food for different events such as Free Food Tuesday, picnics, and other ASG activities. We have spent many hours discussing and hashing out the logistics of ASG events, and she often feels guilty if she cannot make every one. We had to work extra hard not to let her do anything for tonight. To be honest with you, I am really surprised she didn't remind me that we had to choose somebody. I think I finally got one up on her. Ladies and gentlemen, staff, faculty, and student body, I want to present to you our 2009-2010 unsung hero and someone who I am honored to call my friend, Sherry Henson. At this time, we cannot, as the ASG and student body, express how much we love and appreciate every one of you. You're always there to cry with us, to laugh with us, to pray with us, to hold our hands, and there is no other school out there like this. The rest of this night, we just want to take time to share and fellowship with you. As you leave, we have thank you cards for you. Please stop and pick it up. Honestly, we had so much going this week, we didn't get a chance to name them all, but they are filled out and signed. I made them sit an hour, and we signed every one of them this weekend. And it was a lot of fun. And we got to laugh, and we shared just different stories. So that concludes for tonight. We're going to have coffee and drinks and cookies out back. Just take this time to just talk to each other, get to know each other. And again, we thank you. Have a good night.